This is the King Chasing Podcast, where we keep Christ at the center of athletics. Here's your host, Brandon Gilmore.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Brandon, and this is the King Chasing Podcast. As always, thanks for joining us, and please make sure to visit our website at thenccaa.org for more King Chasing content. Today's guest is Kristen Steele, the head women's volleyball coach for OUAZ. Kristen has coached at the junior college, NAIA, and NCCAA level for 26 seasons and has a career record of 541 and 324. She's led her teams to 7 national tournament appearances and has been named Conference Coach of the Year 5 times. Prior to coaching, Kristen had a standout career as a player at the University of Central Oklahoma and was named to the Bronco Athletic Hall of Fame in 2008. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoy my conversation with Kristen. Well, hey, Kristen, welcome to King Chasing. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you, Brandon? Thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah, I'm doing well also, and we're thankful to have you on. I know you're busy this time of year. We'll go ahead and just jump right into these questions that we have. Excited to hear from you today. Now you're getting ready to start your 27th season of coaching. I'm curious, what originally drove you to become a coach, and then how do you maintain that passion nearly 30 years later?
So it's kind of, I always like to tell this story because it really was God that got me into coaching, because I was an elementary education major and I was working at an elementary school and applied for a job. I was in a special education classroom as a TA and applied for a job and was declined the job. I didn't get the job. But at the same time, I interviewed for a volleyball coaching position that eventually I was given. And so I really feel like I took the job. I knew volleyball. I'd been a collegiate athlete. I coached a little bit in high school and they were starting a program and I thought, here's a paycheck with a comma in it, you know? So yeah. I didn't really think I wanted to be a volleyball coach, but sometimes the Lord has different plans for us. And I would say after 30 years, it's the players that keep me going. It's the relationships that I have with my girls. There are some years, if I'm being transparent, that are more difficult than others.
Sure.
To get excited for, COVID, certainly COVID and post-COVID was really difficult. But I really do have a heart for the girls and understand that this is really just kind of a pivotal point in their lives where they, you could really speak into them and you can help mold who they are in the next 4 years and certainly in their life beyond college. So that really is what kind of drives me.
How different is coaching today than it was back in 1997 when you first started?
Well, personally, I get more tired. I don't have quite the same energy. I hire people around me who can do the jumping and the swinging and the hitting and the drill progression things. But as far as the athletes, I think are more difficult to coach. Back in the day, we say, look, I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Obviously, I'm not going to be mean or ruthless, but, I'm going to call a spade a spade. If you're not doing very well, I'm going to tell you you're not doing very well. If there's someone better than you, then I'm going to tell you there's someone better than you. And I kind of feel like athletes really need more praise than they do criticism, which is difficult because we kind of are in that in a profession where we have to change behavior. And in order to do that, you have to identify poor behavior. The cell phone is huge. And so we, for the first time ever, have banned them in practice. I used to say you can have them on the sidelines, but then what would happen is kids would check their messages, or if there was any downtime, they would be on social media. And so they can't have them in the gym at all. I think it is much more difficult to get the girls to get to know each other because they don't like having the face-to-face conversations. They prefer to have it on their phones. And the other thing is that we're kind of into an entitled population where I love club athletes, but I feel like club athletes kind of feed the beast in that I deserve, or I pay tuition, so I should get playtime and all of those things. And so, yeah. I think there's a lot of outside entities that are kind of affecting coaching at this time. Obviously, the game really hasn't changed, so you're still teaching the same skills, but it's just you have to get a little bit more crafty on how you present things from us to the athletes.
Yeah. What are some of the most important things that you've learned throughout your career as a coach?
That there's no one right way to do things. When I first got into this, I was a part of a program that was, you know, we were successful. We were never like national caliber. And so I thought that was the way to do things. I'm much more not so set in my ways. If a drill's not working, I say this drill's not working, let's move on. It's very important that the girls know that I as their coach and my staff care for them. I feel like that's going to be the main thing that I've learned, is that they're not going to perform for you until they know that you have their backs. And so it takes a little bit of time during the preseason to make sure that you have those relationships, so that they're then receptive to the coaching that I have to give them.
Now, back in 97, you started the program at Redlands Community College, had the team ranked 10 of 14 seasons. You also started the OUAZ program in 2017 and have finished above 500 for 6 seasons, including 2021, when the team was 26-4 and advanced to the NAI National Tournament. What are the keys to building a program from scratch and achieving the success that you've experienced?
I think a lot of prayer. I have Jesus in the center of my program. And when I recruit kids, I let them know, this is who I am. This is what I teach. These are the foundations of my program. So if you're going to be in my program, we're going to, you know, on the back of our shirts every year, we have a Bible verse. So we talk about that. We talk about relationships with Christ. We talk about just my journey as a coach and my journey as a sinner redeemed by God. And I think that that's huge. I think having a culture that of winning and competition and love and grace is also what I found that brings people here. But you know, I pray every year, God, give me the kids that need this program. Help me to be the best leader for them. Show me, guide me, and bring me the players that we have. And he has been very, very gracious to give us some phenomenal players in the past. Here, I think that OUAZ, we do things differently. So I think we have, you know, we're kind of shiny. We opened in 2017. So recruiting here is pretty easy. Just our facilities are nice. You know, we're growing. We've got new dorms that are coming on board this fall. So I think the facilities have something to do with it. But I also just feel like, you know, if you keep your eyes on the Lord, then anything can happen.
You mentioned you keep Jesus at the center of your program. What's the biggest challenge to integrating faith within your team? And how do you and your coaching staff try to overcome it?
I think the biggest challenge is what the secular world tells these young females. They are inundated online with lies that Satan tells them every single day. And so it is us, my staff, reinforcing just biblical truth and pointing them towards the one who can help them with their problems. And I feel like we're kind of in this weird phase, I guess, of humanity where people like to be their own gods and they believe in things that I don't necessarily believe in. I just hired a brand new assistant coach who has a love and passion for Christ that is phenomenal. And she brings a calm and a wisdom to the team as well that I enjoy. I think one of the important things as leaders of these young women is that we have to be transparent when we wrong them. So if I say something or get short or miss something, that I admit where I am wrong and where I receive grace daily from them and grace daily from our Heavenly Father. I think that also is a way that just to be an example of what it's like to be a Christ follower to these kids.
How does your relationship with Christ influence the way that you coach your team?
I like to be different. I mean, coaches kind of have a bad rap. I mean, we all watch football or college football. If you watch college football, you see the good coaches and the bad coaches and the ones who are screaming and yelling and belittling the kids. And you see the ones that actually come up beside them and treat them like humans. Well, like humans would like to be treated, me specifically. So I do that. Like I treat them the way that I believe Christ wants me to treat them and give them a lot of grace. I actually even have a girl who has failed out. Like she hasn't played for me since 2019, kind of went down some bad roads, but is back, and I'm praising God that she's here. She's going to work on her degree. So I think just being an open area for us to just understand what it's like. Like we are going to make mistakes. We are going to be, have to have show grace to our teammates and to our staff. And so, anyway, I like to have a very welcoming, open kind of relationship and how I coach my girls.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's all the time we have, but thank you, Kristen, for joining us on King Chasing today.
Awesome. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks again to Kristen for sharing about the keys to building a program from scratch, how she integrates faith within her team, and how her relationship with Christ influences the way she coaches. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the King Chasing podcast on whatever app you use to listen. We would also appreciate it if you encouraged others to listen and subscribe. Once again, we're thankful to you for tuning in and supporting us. Join us next time on King Chasing. Take care, everyone.